Hitch up your britches and climb aboard. We're traveling like the pioneers of yesteryear across hot, dusty trails, past cactus and sagebrush. This stagecoach is bound for Old Tucson, Arizona, where the spirit of the Wild West lives on. Is what's really meant by horsepower. I never would have guessed the stagecoach could go so fast. I reckon the West is still full of surprises. And here's another one. It's called Meanwhile Back at the Ranch. And I guess the only thing to expect is the unexpected.
Meanwhile Back at the Ranch. By Trinka Hakes Noble. Pictures by Tony Ross. Read by Hoyt Axton. Rancher Hicks lived out west. As far as the eye could see, there was nothing. Not even a roaming buffalo. So nothing much ever happened. I think I'll drive into town and see what's happening, said Rancher Hicks. You want to ride along, Elna? He asked his wife. No, I've got to dig potatoes, said Elna. So Rancher Hicks climbed into his truck and drove 84 miles to the town of Sleepy Gulch. He stopped at the post office to look at the new wanted posters, but they were the same ones that were there 12 years ago. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, the cat had just had kittens in Elna's sewing basket when the phone rang.
Hello? Mrs. Elna Hicks?
Yes?
Mrs. Hicks, you have just won a brand new wall-to-wall frost-free super cool refrigerator with a built-in automatic food maker.
Why, I never, exclaimed Elna.
The delivery men are on their way.
Meanwhile, back in Sleepy Gulch, Rancher Hicks strolled on over to the barber shop for a whisker trim and to hear the latest gossip. So what's new, Bob? Asked Rancher Hicks.
Well, back in the spring of 49, we had a rainstorm you wouldn't believe. Why, it rained for pretty near a whole 5 minutes. Nothing much been happening since.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch, the dog had just had puppies when the postman came up the drive with a special delivery. It was Great Aunt Edith's will. It said, "My dear Elna, I am leaving you my entire estate, which is worth a bundle. Your loving Great Aunt Edith. P.S. Enclosed is a winning lottery ticket. I didn't have time to cash it in." So Elna cashed in the lottery ticket and added a new wing for the wall-to-wall refrigerator and a new den for all the puppies and kittens. Meanwhile, back in Sleepy Gulch, Rancher Hicks moseyed on over to Millie's Mildew Luncheonette. "What's on the menu for today, Millie?" "Well, we got potatoes mashed and potatoes fried, potatoes boiled and potatoes baked, potatoes roasted and potatoes stewed, potatoes scalloped and potatoes steamed, and one egg." "Sounds great," said Rancher Hicks. "I'll have one of each and a side order of fries." Meanwhile, back at the ranch, after all the pigs had had piglets, Elna finally started to dig potatoes. She struck oil. The oil men came and gave her lots of money. Elna took the money and had a very stylish sty built for all the pigs and piglets. Meanwhile, back in Sleepy Gulch, Rancher Hicks headed on over to the general store to check out the checker game.
"Howdy, boys, what's new?"
"Well, Bernie here just got a king, and it only took him 2 weeks.
"Wow, what a game," said Rancher Hicks. "I can't wait to tell Elna."
Meanwhile, back at the ranch, all the cows had calves when a silver limo swung into the driveway and out jumped a Hollywood movie producer.
"Action!"
"Elna Hicks, I'm gonna make you a movie star."
The movie producer gave her a script, a bikini, and a large stack of dollar bills. So Elna had a glamorous cow palace built for all the cows and calves, and she studied her script. Meanwhile, back in Sleepy Gulch, Rancher Hicks started to cross Main Street when he saw it. "Amazing," he gasped. Folks ran to see it.
"Why, I've never seen anything like it," said the mayor. So he declared it a town holiday.
The whole town watched it for hours and hours until finally a turtle crossed Main Street. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, all the horses had colts when the president's helicopter landed in Elna's yard.
"Elna Hicks," he said, "I'm making you a diplomat. Don't forget to vote for me."
Meanwhile, back in Sleepy Gulch, the sun began to sink slowly in the west. Rancher Hicks felt bad that Elna had missed all the excitement, so he stopped and bought her a box of Cracker Jacks. "This'll make her day," he said. Then he climbed into his truck and drove 84 miles back to the ranch. Elna met Rancher Hicks down by the mailbox. He gave her the box of Cracker Jacks and told her about all the excitement.
"Shoot, I miss everything," said Elna.
And then Rancher Hicks turned around.
"What the hey?"
Meanwhile, Elna opened her box of Cracker Jacks, and inside she found a real diamond ring.
Of course, real ranches in the West aren't like Elna's, and real towns aren't like Sleepy Gulch. But this is what a real Western town looked like 100 years ago. It's called Old Tucson, and everything looks like it's right out of the Old West. The buildings, the horses, the people. No wonder movies are filmed here, and folks come from all over to visit. If this is my chance to spend a day in the Wild West, I want to do it in style. Come on, let's go get dude'd up. Early cowboys lived lives of adventure, so their clothes had to be tough and rugged. Every day was a test of survival as they led wagon trains in the heat, headed out in rainstorms, and checked corral fences in the bitter cold of winter. Whether they were chowing down at the chuck wagon, driving cattle across the range, or bedding down for a night out under the stars, cowboys and cowgirls needed good, strong clothes. They wore long sleeves and long pants to cut down on sunburn and insect bites. And some wranglers, like this one, had wrist cuffs to protect their arms from the fierce sting of rope burns. To keep out the dust from stampedes and windstorms, riders wore bandanas they could pull up over their faces. Cowboys knew they'd be riding through thorns and brush, so they wore leather chaps to protect their legs. And leather boots, so when they were riding broncs or chasing steer, their feet would stay tight in the stirrups. Sometimes a cowboy's hat was as well known as his face. So everybody had one. The brims provided shade, and in a pinch could be used to fan the fire. Life was hard in the Old West, but it had its rewards. And one of them, after months on the range, was coming home and heading into town again.
Cowboy life I love. Wouldn't trade a 10-gallon hat for a king's golden crown. But the one thing that I just can't get enough of is how warmly folks greet me when I ride into town. Everyone says howdy to a cowboy. Everybody smiles as I pass by, 'cause they know I'm a man who'll lend a helping hand before I get back on my horse and ride. Everyone says howdy to a cowboy. Everybody smiles as I pass by. I get back on the horse and ride, 'cause they know that I'm a man who'll lend a helping hand before I get back on the horse and ride.
You know, a cowboy just isn't a cowboy without his horse. And that's true for real cowboys who ride the range, as well as actors who saddle up in movies and on TV. Actors who do tricks on horseback are called stunt riders. And here's how one of them gets her practice.
Hi, my name is Wendy Wolverton, and I've been stunt riding for most of my life. To be a good stunt rider, you have to be a good rider, just generally be able to stay with a horse and to know a horse and to have a horse respond to you. You have to be real athletic also, and it just takes a lot of practice besides that. For trick riding, you need a special saddle, which is, of course, called a trick riding saddle. And it's different than other saddles because it has a high horn on it, which is the thing you hang on to. It has one that's about 6 inches long. It's metal, and it's special so that when you do vaults or jumping on and off the horse, that you can hang on to it. The hippodrome is where you put your feet in the straps on the trick riding saddle, and you stand up. The hardest part actually is just keeping your balance. And the farther you can lean forward, the better it looks. And a lot of times people do variations on it. They do things like holding a flag, or what I like to do is just put my arms out and wave to the audience or whatever to show off a little bit. That's one of my favorite tricks. I started Roman riding when I was about 14, I guess. I just decided that I was tired of sitting down on a horse and I wanted to stand up, so the easiest way was to put two horses together. It's just you're up there on top of those horses and your legs are going different wavelengths, you know. Your horses are galloping at different times, and that's the real fun part is when your horses get off beat. Then you're going back and forth, and it's a lot of fun. Balance is something that's real important, especially in Roman riding. You don't have any straps holding you down, and you're just standing on two horses, and you have to have a lot of give and take in your knees. You have to be real flexible, and you also have to balance the horses with the reins. Sometimes your horses get to fidgeting. One of them wants to go one way and the other way. They can't do that, of course, because they're tied together, but they like to turn, and if you're not concentrating on that, they turn, and you can lose your balance like that. My brother Kip and I like to practice patterns together. The main thing about the Cossack drag is that the horse has to support your weight, and the horse has to be especially trained to hold all that weight off the side. Trick riding is dangerous if you haven't practiced, if you don't know what you're doing. It's like anything else. You have to practice, and you have to become a professional at it. After a hard day of trick riding or stunt riding, I feel real good. It's hard work, and it was hot out, and it takes a lot of practice, but it's sure worth it.
Wanted. Good books. Reward. Reading them. Now listen, partner, and listen good, because I'm only going to tell you this once. We got some hog-tight, horse-high, bull-strong books for you to read. But you don't have to take my word for it.
Is there anyone on your block or in your school who likes bossing everybody around, even animals? I know someone. She's in this book I just read, Bossy Boots by David Cox. It's about a girl named Abigail. Her nickname is Bossy Boots. One day, she catches the stagecoach home. and even bosses the driver. She says, "You will drive carefully, won't you?" On the ride home, she meets Flash Fred, the fearsome outlaw. They start to argue about who is bossier. Sometimes I felt worried about Abigail, but other times I just felt like laughing. The pictures really helped tell the story. My favorite was Abigail bossing the horses around. It's pretty weird bossing horses around. I'm Jonea Thomas, and if you want to have some fun, read Bossy Boots. Pick it up at your local library today. Won't you please?
Have you ever heard of the pioneers? They're the people that lived out west about 100 years ago, and that's what this book is about. It's called Dakota Dugout. The lady in the story goes west to meet her husband, Matt. They settle in a house together. It's a dugout, the Dakota Dugout. That's a small house built into the earth. The couple has hard, hard times. There were snakes falling on their bed, really bad blizzards. And one year, the whole corn crop died. But they worked hard together, and there were some fun times, too. These pioneers finally became successful with their lives, but they still had warm memories about the first home, that Dakota dugout, because sometimes the things we start with are really the best. I'm Jordan Rizzuto, advising you to pick up this book.
¿Cómo estás, caballeros? Hi, my name is Felipe, and I read a book called Rodeo. It's as exciting as riding a real bucking bronco. A rodeo is a big celebration. It reminds me of a carnival. There are many events in rodeo, like cattle roping, barrel racing, and my favorite, bull riding. A rodeo cowboys sure are brave to ride on those wild beasts. The pictures in the book are color photographs. They make you feel like you're really there at the rodeo. Well, it's been nice riding with you. Be sure to go to the library and lasso up the book, Rodeo! Adios, cowboys and cowgirls!
I'll tell you, after spending a great day here in old Tucson, this cowboy is plumb tuckered out. But it wouldn't be right to leave this town without doing it in the classic Western style. So I'll just say goodbye and ride off into the sunset. Happy trails. I'll see you next time. Today's Reading Rainbow books are Meanwhile Back at the Ranch by Trinka Hakes Noble. Pictures by Tony Ross, published by Dial Books for Young Readers. Bossy Boots by David Cox, published by Crown Publishers, Incorporated. Dakota Dugout by Ann Turner, illustrated by Ronald Himmler, published by Macmillan Publishing Company. Rodeo by Cheryl Walsh Belleville, published by Carol Rhoda Books, Incorporated.